Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. How's it going? This is an insanely chill episode. Fucking Jesus Christ. Well, that's not the episode. It's episode 52 or something. I realized before that I just completely just ignored the fact that episode 50 happened. Just didn't even say anything about it. That's a big deal. That's a lot of podcasts don't even get to episode 50. Orange is the New County, for example. Fucking RIP. That's not dead, though. This might be coming back. Might be. I don't know. Just saying. So this is a belated thank you for 50 episodes. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to me just fucking ramble to myself every single week. I know, actually, it's been a second. How many? Is it like been 2 weeks since I did an episode by myself? But so this is good. You know, we're back. It's a little bit different this time. It's in the evening. It's 5:03. That's why it's a little bit dark in here, if you're watching. You know what? Should I put this on manual focus? Are you in autofocus? Oh, now? Oh, you weren't. Oh, there we go. That was close. So it's a little bit dark, and the reason why is because... So I went to Noelle's place today because I'm going home on Thursday, or as you guys probably know, did I talk about this? I got an acting gig. Finally, again, I'm acting. It's a small role, but it's really cool. It's in a show, and the two leads are like super dope. One of them is from one of my favorite shows in the past like 5 years. He's the lead, and all the stuff is with him. So that's really cool. Like just being able to. It's actually kind of a funny story. My friend who turned me on to this show, she was a coworker a couple years ago. Well, she's a close friend, but I met her through my previous job. One day, it was just like, you know, we were working and she comes up and she's like, you have to watch this new show I've been watching. The lead character reminds me of you. And so being the vain person that I am, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm checking this shit out for sure. Hadn't watched TV in like, you know, probably a year. Hadn't even watched a new show. Hadn't even started one. But because this guy reminded her of me, I jumped on that shit. I want to see what this guy's all about. And he didn't remind me of me, but I ended up loving the show, and I love that guy's character for sure. Fast forward, what has it been now? 2.5 years, something like that? And the scenes that I'm doing are basically me, like, as a younger him, sort of. Like, I'm the younger version of him, which is really, really bizarre, isn't it? Life's crazy, right? The way it just goes full circle like that. And that's what this podcast is all about. You know, just revelations like that. So it's amazing. No, it's been fun though to actually like be in something again and be in front of the camera and work with a real director and stuff. Even though, again, it's a small role, it's just cool to actually, you know, at least pretend to be a working actor once again. So I hope I'm going to keep going with the acting stuff, and I hope I get more shit in the future. But, you know, it's this is just cool. And so that's been going on. So that's, I'm shooting again tomorrow, and then I'm leaving on Thursday. So we had to do this week's episode and next week's episode of the podcast, or the Tiny Meat Gang podcast. And so we recorded today for 3.5 fucking hours. We recorded straight. We took like a little break. We did an hour and a half for the first episode, and then we took a little break, and then we did like another hour and a half. And then we were like, well, basically, for one of the awards on, or for one of the rewards on Patreon, we said we were going to, for $10,000 a month, I think we said we were going to do a 2-hour episode. So then we turned around, we saw the clock at 1:30, and we were like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's tough it out, and let's just give them another half an hour. Give the people another 30 minutes of just dry ass conversation. Because at that point, I mean, you guys know what happens to me. After 45 minutes of this shit, I start just, you know, my brain starts just melting a little bit into like a nice cheesy fondue sort of. And so, you know, at the end of like an hour and a half, I was like, there's nothing left in here, dude. There's no, you know, you could tell me, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I don't know, because there's just no thoughts. How do you, you know, what do you feel about, you know, Bitcoin Cash just getting listed on crypto? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay. What's your favorite color? I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I wish I knew, but there's no thoughts going on up here right now. There's just nothing. just a big empty room. It's like what purgatory looks like in most movies. It's just a big white room, and I'm just little, my brain, which is just little me, is standing in the middle, just looking around. You know, just looking for something to think about, but there's nothing in there. It's just a big white room. And that was at an hour and a half. Then we did 2 more hours after that. So when I was done, and now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing another hour. So fucking sorry if this shit is just, if this goes off the rails a little bit. I'm gonna be grasping at straws. Grasp, is that the phrase? Right? Yeah, fuck it. We'll go with that one. I'm going to be grasping at pubes this episode, trying to think of some shit to talk about. Here's some shit. I stopped by the P.O. box on the way back, and I like to basically just go through the shit real quick on the podcast here. The videos, I feel like, get kind of boring. The only person that does, you know, the P.O. box videos good are like iDubbbz, and I think like Liza did one that was kind of funny. So, and I did what, one? And that was already like, I had to like go in on the editing to make that funny. So, what I like to do is just talk about the shit that I got very briefly here on the podcast because, you know, this is just a more flexible medium to do that kind of stuff. So here we got this shirt. Someone sent me a shirt. It's a Cal Poly San Luis Obispo shirt, and it says dad on it. So it's like a dad shirt. So thank you. This is from a girl named Kayla. So Kayla, thank you for fueling the old jokes. Appreciate that. It's kind of a nice shirt, though. Good quality. You know what I mean? This is this type of shit that a dad would actually buy in a student center, you know? Your dad walks in there. He's like, oh, maybe I'll get like a golf polo from your school, you know? Both my parents. Oh fucking goddamn. Oh, wow. Wow. I just fucking, that was just a rocket of snot that came out of my nose. I bet you if you're watching on YouTube and you slow that down, you can see it. Oh, that was unpleasant. I'm getting sick. Just today, yesterday and today, I woke up, I had a really hard time waking up, you know, not because I'm sad, that's most days, but just because I felt shitty. I couldn't really, I don't know, I was something about this morning. Usually I'm a morning person, I'm up right away. As soon as I open my eyes and I'm like, oh fuck, you know, dream's not happening anymore and this is the thing, my mind starts going. And it's like, well, now you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this today. And I can't go back to sleep. There's just no way. So usually I'm up drinking coffee, whatever. And I just like the morning in general. But the past 2 mornings, I've like, you know, kind of like sort of opened my eyes and just, I felt like a, you know, a bear. I'm like, no, I'm going right back. This is going to be another 2 months of this shit that I should be sleeping. There's no way I'm getting up today in general. And I'm like, yesterday I was like, why is this happening? This is very out of character for me. And turns out I'm sick. So fucking crazy, right? Crazy. Yeah, it sucks. It's like, I was just thinking the other day, I'm like, oh, I haven't been sick in a while. And I think as soon as I thought that, my body's like, well, here you go. Be careful what you wish for, even though I wasn't wishing for it. But, I don't know. It's just not fun. And why the fuck do I sneeze? Why, like, why is sneezing a thing when you get a cold? Why is that a thing? Sneezing? It's just like a weird symptom because it's not, I feel like everything that comes with sickness is somewhat miserable, right? Like running nose is fucking annoying. You're blowing it all the time. And then you get the dry ass nose. You get the crusty ass, dry ass nose. You know, and then it hurts to blow your nose, or you're just, maybe you got some sort of stomach illness, and you got diarrhea, and then your asshole is all is all dry from, you know, wiping your ass all the time, and you're like, man, I wish, you know, now is the time. That was actually one of the good things about when I got sick in Southeast Asia was they have those butthole guns, which basically just water guns. You spray your ass when you're done shitting, and you never get a dry asshole. Which is great. It's just very, very convenient for that scenario. Whereas, you know, the toilet paper, not ideal for when you're sick because you're basically just rubbing the skin off, right? This is just gross. But you got the dry, so I'm saying, you know, you got the runny nose, you get the dry nose, you're coughing, which is annoying. Sometimes it's painful. But sneezing is just, it's not even really that inconvenient. It's like, unless you're driving, that's a little bit weird, you know? You sneeze when you're driving, and you're like, oh, fuck, for 2 seconds, you're like, think you're going to die. Because it's a little bit fucked up. You're going however fast, 40 miles per hour maybe, and you have your eyes fully closed for like a second and a half, right? Achoo. Oh, maybe not that long, like half a second, probably. So maybe it's not that dangerous, but who knows, man? But yeah, so sneezing when you're sick is just a little bit weird. It's just like, why is this? It's not like it's miserable, right? I'm just like, it's not even that inconvenient. It doesn't last that long. I look like the weird guy that people ask, are you okay? Are you allergic to the dog or whatever? And you're like, no, usually I am. And I still am. But this sneezing is from the fact that I'm sick right now. You sure I can put the dog away? No, don't put him away. It's just the... Don't punish your dog because I'm sick. You know, that's an opinion you've heard before for sure. So yeah, very weird that I've just been sneezing. But I'm sick and it sucks. And because I'm going home for the holidays and it's like supposed to be a happy time. And I'm going to be sick. I was going to try and make like tons of videos too while I was home because there's nothing really else to do there. So I was going to just go hard and try and make like a video every day or some shit. That's something that crossed my mind. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I just hit 600,000 subscribers on YouTube. So thank you. If you follow me, if you subscribe to me, you watch my videos, I appreciate you. That's crazy. I went from like 30,000, I think is what I started the year out at, to 600 in a year, which I think that's pretty fucking good, right? Right? I don't know. I'm at 52 million views now on my channel, plus like whatever, however many million on this one, couple, I think. And, you know, on my other two channels, I got a bunch too. So I think I'm making progress, you know, we're working. The grind never stops, my friends. Crazy. So I think basically I filmed a video, you know, for every 600, I usually do something where I roast myself or maybe I'll roast you or whatever the fuck. And so I thought, oh, Keno, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on Facebook and I'm going to go left. It's what it's known as, where you click your most recent tag picture and you click left instead of right. So then it takes you to the first tag pictures and you get to see whatever the fuck phase you were in when you started Facebook. And for me, it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. It was junior year in high school is when I made a Facebook. And it's, you know, Facebook, I don't even use Facebook anymore. No one does, I feel like. I feel like now we're at the point where even your parents might not even use Facebook, right? It's just, I feel like the only people that are actively using Facebook are like either some random like high school acquaintance that you used to know that's now posting super Republican shit about guns or something, right? Or pro-Trump shit. Or it's like a great uncle that you've met probably once when you were 4 years old. And they, you know, comment on your profile picture randomly. Hey, Merry Christmas. And you're like, who the fuck are you? Also, I haven't changed my profile picture now forever. So you're just, why would you write that on my wall? Why would you click on my profile picture and say Merry Christmas? Do you still not know how to use Facebook? You know, those are the two types of people that use Facebook. And so going on there is just weird enough as it is, right? Because you just see stuff from people you just didn't even know you were going to see stuff from ever. You know, names you don't even remember. You're like, oh, God, I remember that time I went to, you know, I don't know, that guy that smoked a cigarette at a school dance or something, and now he's, you know, hunting. So I tried filming this video. I went on Facebook, and I went left. And it's just not. I eventually got so embarrassed that I had to stop filming the video. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to go up on the channel. I don't know. I've still got to take a look at the footage. But I have another idea for what I want to do for 600,000. And I have another idea for a video too. So I got two coming up that I think are good. But this one, I don't think this will ever see the light of day. And I know a lot of you are like, no, do it right now. Come on. No, we won't make fun of you that much. It's not even about that at all. It's about me. Like, I just, in the video, I was like, so much of me was just like, there was just so much shame. Normally, I can look back at my nerdier self and been like, ah, you know, everyone was a nerd. By the way, if you want to see a fucking weird, a before picture, go check out G-Eazy. His before pictures, like him in college and shit like that. He's got like this emo ass haircut and it's just like not a good look for him. So that was similar, you know, me, I don't know. I just, what, a lot of pictures, I was just like, it was just too much cringe almost. And like, normally you guys know I'm pretty fucking good at making fun of myself, but something about, I don't know. I got to a point where I was like, this is too bad. I didn't even have any funny or insightful things to say about the pictures. Every single one was just like, oh my God, what are you doing? So eventually I was like, all right, this video just isn't funny. I don't think it's going to see the light of day. But we'll see. I still got to look at the footage and maybe I will post it. I got to blow my nose. God damn it. God damn it. All right, let's take a pause real quick and then we're going to go through the other shit I got in the P.O. box. There's a couple more things. All right, guys. What's Gucci? Gucci gang. I'm back. Gucci gang. Y'all heard that song? If not, you should get on that. Boy, that's a dinger if I've ever heard one. That's an absolute bopper and a half. That's a bop it. We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
Yeah, pull it, pass it, you know? Bop it. Yeah, it is. All right, so what else we got here? We got this water bottle. This is, I think, a guy who maybe works for this company or started this company sent me this. It's an Aqua water bottle. Kind of looks like a thermos or something. It's good. Good shape. I like it. Seems like a pretty sturdy thing, you know? It's getting cold. Maybe I'll put some soup in this thing and drink it. Hell, I might not only put soup in this, I might also drink it out of this in the cold, you know? Kelsey's been getting hot and sour soup recently from some Chinese places. Man, that shit fucks. You know what I mean? Where are my hot and sour soup fans at? Where are my hot and sour supers? Shout out to you guys. Hot and sour soup gang. Right? That's the next big hit. Wow, that was bad. What else we get here? We got some chicks at me. So... Okay, so like, you know, we talk about Cheez-Its all the time, and then we got those vegan Cheez-Its, and I went on that rant about vegan. I'm not even, see, fuck, now I said vegan, I'm going to be attacked, but I was making fun of the vegan cheese squares. Well, this, someone said, I saw these as I saw an ad for these before one of your videos, so I sent you a box. Brandless, which, okay, first they're brandless cheese cracker squares. But I gotta be honest, guys. When I first read the brand, Brandless, I read it as Brandles. So I read it as Brandles cheese cracker squares. Organic, no artificial flavors, no artificial preservatives, Brandles. That's funny, dude. This is the plainest fucking box that there has ever been. It's like the most. Just the orangiest orange. Just the color of... Picture cheese. That's the color of orange it is, / yellow. There's just nothing on the box besides like three Brandles cheese squares. And it's just... It's so plain. The fonts are plain. There's like nothing on the back, just the ingredients. Best if used by May 31st, 2018. All right, I'm good. I'm going to try one. I'm going to try some of these Brandles cheese squares, and I'm going to do a live review, which is basically what this podcast is now. It's just tasting Cheez-Its. Okay, bag. Okay, you know, so far I'm not impressed. Okay? The box was easy enough to open, but what is this bag? What is this fucking astronaut shiny ass bag? Oh, it's actually pretty easy to open. Never mind. I'm just weak. All right. First impressions. The smell. Okay, can definitely smell the cheddar. Mmm, yeah. Definitely smells organic as well. Yep. Sort of getting like a, so I'm getting cheddar for sure. The cheddar is right up front, but in the back, I'm definitely getting some jack cheese maybe? Or maybe that's a Havarti, perhaps, in the middle there. Just the undertones. Okay, here, let me taste one. You know what? Sucks ass. I hate it. I hate it. That tastes like nothing. That tastes like cardboard. Yeah. Cardboard. cheesy cardboard. Mm-mm. Okay. So, Brandle's cheese crackers. No, it's called Brandless cheese cracker squares. Cheese cracker squares. You couldn't have just said cheese crackers? Why is the shape cheese cracker squares? Someone's like, all right, we're making a knockoff Cheez-It. What should we call it? Like, well, what are Cheez-Its? What do they look like? What are they? You know, what are their qualities? Well, they're cheese, right? Crackers. Good. What else are they? Well, they're squares. Okay, write that down. So what do we got so far? Well, we got under qualities, we got cheese, cracker, and squares. That's it. What do you mean? That's it. Put them together. Cheese, cracker, squares. As one word even. Fuck it. Look at this. Side of the box. It's like one word. There's not even spaces between that. Cheese, cracker, squares. Brandle's cheese, cracker, squares. How do you even pronounce that? Cheese, cracker, squares. Yeah. Brandle's not a fan. 4 out of 10. Three maybe. Sorry, Brandle's. Appreciate the effort, but it's just, it's going to be a no for me, dog. This episode's just filled with bad memes. This is what happens when you record for 3.5 hours and then try to keep going. But anyway, shout out to you. I also got two paintings. This guy painted some space, sort of like planets and shit. And so that was by, I believe, at Creations by Vince. Or Creations, yeah, by Vince, I think. So thank you for those. God knows we need some fucking art in this place. So shout out to you guys. I appreciate everyone sending me shit. And if you want to send me shit, my P.O. Box link is in the description. Or it's in the description for my main channel. I forget. Okay, so let's talk about fucking the EP. So the EP is out now. It's 5 songs. It's out on Spotify and Apple Music. And we got some really, really good comments on that shit. A lot of really positive shit. I got hundreds and hundreds of tweets about the EP, and I think one of them was negative. So fucking appreciate the fact that you guys are messing with it. Seriously, thank you for checking it out and enjoying it, and you know, bump that shit. Show it to people if you think it's cool. It's hard to get, you know, music out there, and I don't even know what we want to do with this whole thing. We're just having fun with it, so we want people to see it. So, you know, if you like it, show it to your sister, show it to your hamster. You know, maybe your hamster likes that sort of thing and he'll bop to it. You know, there's some pounders on there. There's some dingers for sure. So bump it in your whip when people are in there, force them to listen to it. Yeah. And basically what I want it to get, I think on Spotify now, the whole album is close to 70,000 streams each song. So like, you know, whatever that is total. And I want to get every song up to 100,000 by the end of the week, if that's possible, because that would be the fastest that we've ever seen our music getting streamed. So that's cool. I mean, this is the first like actually, you know, serious music that we put out, serious in the sense where the production is serious, besides Super Zen. So, and I think Super Zen now is at like over 400,000 streams on Spotify, which I'm guessing is probably similar on Apple Music because it's probably a 50-50 split, right? I don't know. What do you guys use, Apple Music or Spotify? Let me know in the comments down below. Thanks. But I'm guessing it's around half, maybe a little less on Apple Music. So maybe we're getting close to a million streams total on... Actually, you know what? There's 700,000 views now on the Super Zan video on YouTube. So we're way over a million streams for that song. Hell yeah, bitch. How's that? Hell yeah. Put that in your damn pipe and smoke it, huh? Well, just getting older by the minute here. So yeah, it's fucking cool, man. It's cool. I know I said this before, but it's cool working on a project for like a long period of time and then finally releasing it and seeing, you know, people's reception of it. And I'm proud of it. It's just everything I do on YouTube is so fast. It's like, you know, I'll come up with a concept. I'll write it. I'll shoot it. I'll edit it and it'll be out within a week. Right. But this is for the first time we actually had multiple sessions. We worked on one song for more than just a day. And the whole thing took about 3 months, so it's cool. Or two. Yeah, three or two. Three. So it's cool now that it's out in the wild and that, you know, people are just fucking with it now. So that's dope. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a worldwide tour. Maybe we'll open for fucking Post Malone or some shit one day. You know? You never know. Look at how the shit ended up with me in this acting thing. You know, you keep working towards shit, maybe it'll happen. Not that I'm going to be a, you know, rap superstar, but music's cool and it's fun to work on.
So I've been producing, actually, which is dope. Keep Your Dick Fat was the first, my first, you know, venture into actually making music from scratch. And you can fucking tell. You can. You go back and listen to that beat. It's just awful. I thought it was, like, decent when I first listened to it, but damn, it's bad. And so that was my first time. I bought Fruity Loops, I think, or FL Studio, it's called. I was fucking around with production. And, you know, just learning the basics, basically. It's really just the learning curve of the software at that point. Figuring out, and I mean, also composing a song, too. Figuring out what the fuck you need. But now, basically, I ditched FL Studio. I bought Ableton instead. And I've been using that because that's what our producer, Christian, used for. He uses it for everything. But, you know, in the production of our EP, I just saw him using Ableton a lot. And I have a bunch of friends who use Ableton, so I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to buy this instead because it seems like it's better, and it really is. Like, the learning curve now has been I'm not sure if it's been easier, but it's been more fun of a ride. Like, it's my brain just understands the, you know, UI better and the way it works, for sure. And so now I'm at a point, I've watched a ton of production videos on YouTube, and I'm at the point where I'm actually, like, making, I'm trying to make, like, a, you know, at least a beat a day, and they're not good at all, but, you know, they're better than they used to be. And I'm, like, learning the software and the effects and everything. So, by the way, I know I'm kind of regurgitating all the shit from the Tiny Meat Gang podcast, but, you know, maybe now I'll talk more in depth about this or other things. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm grasping at pubes. But no, it's cool. I don't know. Yesterday I wanted to sample something. So I sampled September by Earth, Wind & Fire and made this kind of, like, I don't know, pretty college-y rap beat out of that. But it was fun. You know, sampling shit is a lot of fun. I can see myself doing that in the future, just going to find some fucking obscure-ass, you know, go to the Venice Boardwalk and grab one of those CDs from the dude selling it and sample them. That'd be kind of funny. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I think in the future, like, I'm going to release some of my beats for sure so that you guys can make fun of them. And then maybe I'll even do YouTube videos about the fact about you making fun of my beats. Who knows? I'm eventually hoping my goal is that I can create some slap happy dingers out of those. Out of, you know, I can create my own slap happy dingers. I mean, I can be the one that produces the shit so that I can do, you know, we can do things, you know, we don't have to book a studio session or whatever. We can just make a song if we have an idea, right? That's one thing, you know, all my life it's kind of been like, you know, there's a saying, if you want something done right, you do it yourself. I think there's definitely some truth to that. I'm not saying, you know, I used to think that was absolutely true. I used to think, like, there's no way, it's working with people is the hardest shit ever and I'm just going to do everything myself. But there absolutely, especially in creative endeavors, there absolutely is a benefit to working with somebody who A, has experience, B, knows what the fuck they're doing, and C, is also creative, because then you get their, you know, creative input, and it just, I don't know, like, there's been a couple times I've worked with artists where I'm like, all right, I want something, and they don't quite get the vision, and that might just be because I'm talking about, like, commission work, right, when I need some design done for whatever, and it's like, you know, maybe it's because I'm bad at describing what I'm looking for, you know, or maybe because they thought, well, this would be better in a different direction. That's totally fine. But it's just moments like that where it's like, man, I should just learn how to do this so I can just do it myself. Because then it just removes that whole process of like, well, this isn't really what I wanted. I wanted more of this and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that's, you know, I'm not saying I'm trying to, like, do everything so that, like, I know whatever I do is going to be great, because I think other people are better at things. So I'm just saying, like, you know, I've learned to be more open with that kind of stuff. More, yeah, just, like, open to other interpretations and other ways of doing things. And I mean, working with Christian is a perfect example of that. This dude is the producer, fucking the mega producer. The guy can just crank out tunes, bops. This dude can just crank out crankers. Slap happy crank jobs this guy can produce. And so, you know, working with him, whereas before with Keep Your Dick Fat, I can just fucking do this. But then working with him, it's like, oh my God, I wasn't even scratching the surface of what you can do when you really know what the fuck you're doing when it comes to music and whatever. But I'm slowly learning, and that's my goal this year, you know? Part of me is like, well, you're too fucking old. What are you doing? You're 27? and you're just starting to make music right now. But to that I say, to that thought, I say, well, Cody, it's fun. And that's what fucking matters, is that you're having fun, you know? Me and Kelsey made a song last night, and it was fun. It was a fucking shitty ass song, but it was fun. So, you know, as long as I'm having fun, you know, who knows? Who knows what I should be working on? But, yeah, so what's up? What else is up? Fucking, the reason why I brought up Bitcoin Cash before is because that shit, Coinbase just added that. They added Bitcoin Cash, and they said they were going to when the fork happened. I don't know if you guys are up to your crypto, whatever. I'm not really following it that close anymore. I'm just still, you know, I'm still invested, but it's like, I'm not, you know, last week or something or the week before that, I was like reading the subreddits and everything, getting into the altcoins and stuff like that. But I don't know, a little bit tiring. And I think my energy is best spent focused elsewhere. But Coinbase, I think when the Bitcoin fork happened sometime, you know, about like 5 months ago or something, Bitcoin or Coinbase said that they were going to start supporting the new coin, which was Bitcoin Cash. And they said they were just going to give people the same amount that they had in Bitcoin Cash. So just now, literally half an hour before I pressed subscribe or pressed record, Jesus, they announced their support for Bitcoin Cash. And I logged on, and sure enough, I have just money out of nowhere. It's appeared. Isn't that fucking dope? Out of nowhere. What the fuck? That never happens. What? That's like finding the equivalent of, like, you know, doing laundry and finding 50 bucks in your pocket, except it's you know, I'm not going to say how much, but it's way more money than that. Just out of nowhere. Fucking what? Nuts. That I feel like that shit never happens. It's cool as fuck, man. I'm sure there's some technical explanation as to why I got an equal amount of Bitcoin Cash as I had in Bitcoin, but, you know, I don't know it right now. I'm sure it's fucking to look it up after this, but for me right now, this is just money that came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's a blessed day, and Jesus, God, whoever the fuck you're talking about up there, whoever the fuck you think is up there, just looking down, smiling right now, going, enjoy that, dude. Buy your Christmas gifts with that. So maybe that's what I'll do. I haven't gone Christmas shopping yet. So I got to do that. Damn, I do got to do that. I don't know. What the fuck do you get? I don't know what they get my sister, you know? Actually, I do know what I'm going to get her. I'm not going to say it on here because... You're watching, Krista? I don't know. I never think people watch this shit. And then, like last episode, Kelsey and I were talking about... my parents, and then we were talking about my sister a little bit, because basically she's coming home to my hometown. She's meeting my parents, and then we're going to Whitefish and whatever. So we were talking about my parents, and she was like, I'm scared to meet your sister and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're just talking. I'm like, no one's going to fucking watch this. It's not like they do anyways. And literally half an hour later, all three of them texted us about it. So we're like, God damn it. It's not bad. It's just funny, man. Like the first episode ever I did with her, her parents watched it like right away. They didn't even know me. They just like watched it. All of her friends watched it. It's just kind of funny. Now I'm like getting scared and intimidated by people actually watching this. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the holidays. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. I'm pumped to go back to Calgary. It's going to be cold as a motherfucker, but it's always good going back there. And the city fucking grows so much. Every time I'm back there, there's new buildings all over the place, new restaurants. My parents are like, oh, yeah, I love that joint. Let's go there. And it's like, what? When did this even happen? You know? So you'll have to see it. Back in my day, there was one restaurant in Calgary. Just one. You know? It's called Joey Tomatoes. We used to go there all the time. And then eventually there was Earl's. And then, I'm kidding, by the way, these are real restaurants, but there wasn't just one restaurant. To me, there was. I used to love Earl's, dude. Earl's, and I still do. Earl's fucking rules. Shout out to all my Canadians that know what Earl's is, because that place fucking, it fucks. It for sure fucks. Hardcore, dude. Shout out to people that know Joey Tomatoes. That might be closed now. I think it's called Joey's. Where else do we used to go? Oh, God damn. Forget what that place was called. But this is boring anyways for anyone that's not from Calgary. So Dude, I just even, and also before I started this, someone tweeted me about TJ Miller. I've said time and time again that TJ Miller is my biggest, not even influence, but inspiration. I think he's just the funniest comedian to me. I love his style. I love his acting, everything. And now, now this sexual harassment stuff has come out against him too. Someone was like, well, even TJ Miller's not safe. And they tagged me in it and I read the article and it's basically, I think it was, God, what was the news outlet that put it out? I forget. But the article is about, he basically was accused of sexual assault in college and it's like really violent. He like choked a girl or something and punched her in the face or something like that. Now, I don't know. Like he's denying it and his wife are both denying it. And they say that there's ulterior motives there. Like, you know, I think they claim that the girl who's accusing them is was always trying to break up their relationship or something. But the girl, you know, and there's other people that came out and were like, no, like we think it's true. Also, we've heard some things and it's just crazy I don't know what to think. I don't know. It sucks. You know, if it's true, it fucking sucks. Straight up. Like, it's just like, you know, I don't know. Obviously, this shit's not okay. And obviously, like, if, you know, if it's true, it's great that she's using the time now and the platform that she has to come out and talk about it. It's just fucking shitty. You know, with the Louis C.K. thing, it was like, damn, that was shitty too. But this is just like, you know, to a person who's such a big inspiration for me, it's just like, if it's true, it's super shitty. You know, it's fucking bad and dudes suck. But if it's not true, it's also shitty because now this is going to affect his career for sure. And so, and if it's true, it should. And I don't know, man. Just sad, but you know, crazy time right now in Hollywood and whatnot. What else I want to chat about? Someone said Kelsey like a car mount for her car for her vlogs, which was great. Great little gift, by the way, whoever sent that. We both appreciate that. It's just cool that, like, you know, we can talk about some shit on the podcast. And she's like, I don't know where to put, or I guess like in her vlogs, the camera was falling down or whatever. So someone just sent her a car mount. That's fucking great. Someone sent me a food processor in the mail because I talked about it in one of my videos. Someone sent me Brandel's cheese cracker squares, which suck. So, sorry. Someone sent me a Cal Poly San Luis Obispo dad shirt, which sucks, man. No, it's kidding. It's a Champion shirt. Some good quality shit. I like how Champion's kind of making a big old comeback right now. They got all their shit in Urban Outfitters. You know, all those cool colored sweaters and whatnot. Good for you, champs. Champion. Yeah, good for you. I want one of those fucking things. Is that all I have to do is just kind of say that? just talk about something and then it'll show up in my P.O. box? Is that the way this works? That would be fucking sick. I want $1 million. So let's talk about things, yeah, I want for Christmas maybe. And then people can just like send them to me. Fuck it. Beats headphones. Would love a pair of those. Or just producer headphones. I need something to like really hear the mix and the master. You know what I mean? As Russ would say. Let's see. What else? I need a shotgun mic for my camera so that I can film videos standing up like I used to. I want to do that because I feel like it gets me, it's easier to get into it, you know? It's easier to be higher energy. Let's see, what else do I want? Oh, you know what would be cool? I want a microphone because I want to start recording myself doing music here. So I need like a good microphone, maybe even a sound, like an interface. Oh, I already have one though, but it's USB. Does that matter? I don't know, you know? I don't know. Let's see. Fucking hell. What else do I need? Again, did I mention $1 million? Yeah, I think I already said that. $1 million cash. Yeah. That's basically... Oh, boat. That'd be great. It doesn't have to be like a giant boat. It can just be like a small yacht or, you know, I would even be fine with like a wakeboard boat. You know, something I can wake surf behind. If you've never wake surfed, you got to try that shit. That's the best water sport by far. Speaking of which, I want, speaking of water sports, nothing to do with water sports, but the bird scooter, would love one of those. So if you want to cop me one of those, it'd be great. Every single Switch game, that'd be great. Let's see here. What else? Again, like maybe a new like NPC for me, for my production stuff. A podcast studio, if you want to just buy me some sort of prefab house. You know what I mean? One of the small houses that you can just buy fully fabricated and you just set them down somewhere. Like maybe I could put it on the beach, you know? So then I'm going to also need some beachfront property. If you guys want to buy me that as well, that'd be great. I think that's it. I need a hood for when I'm surfing in the winter, and you know, I might as well cop me a new board too if you want. Ooh, what else? What else? Now I'm loosening it up. I'm feeling good. We're getting the, you know, the wish list ideas are flowing. Boosted board, Casey, if you're watching, got me one of those. Just send me one of your old ones. That's cool too. I just got a new camera, but you you can give me some lenses if you want. Yeah, I think that's about it. Oh, man. Oh, now my nose is all itchy. Being sick sucks. Clothes. Give me a bunch of clothes. I got to tell you, man, I got to shout out ASOS. ASOS, you know that website. It's a clothing website. A bunch of people buy shit online from it. I think you can only buy online from ASOS. But anyways, I got to shout them out because they gave me a whole bunch of free clothes. Basically, I went to one of their parties and my manager hit me up and she was like, they said you can pick some stuff off the website and they'll send it to you. And I was like, hell yeah, that's dope. That's the only reason I've ever done anything online is to just get free clothes. And so I picked out some shit and I sent it to them and they sent me a box of stuff and everything fits perfectly. Pants, shirts, jackets, everything. Well, how fucking rare is that shit? So I guess if you're any taller than me or fatter or whatever, it might not work for skinnier. It might not work. But for me, for some reason, all the clothes fit beautifully. So I'm going to shop at ASOS for the rest of my fucking life. How rare is it that you get pants and they fit right off the bat? I don't even get that in stores. That's why I wear like one pair of pants because it's the only pair. And it doesn't even fit me that well. So big shout out ASOS. Big mood. I gotta shop there more. You know what? I'm gonna go on ASOS right now. Drop a couple racks. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I don't have the money for that anymore. My fucking accountant called me and told me how much I have to pay in taxes, and I talked about this too on the Tiny Meat Gang podcast. But before I had a salary, the tax was deducted from my paycheck automatically, so that at the end of the year, and they would deduct too much. A lot of the time. So at the end of the year, you'd get a refund. So doing taxes meant you'd get money back from the government, you know, if that was your only form of income. And depending on other things too, but most people got a refund. Right now, it's like the money you have isn't taxed. So you just think you have way more money than you have all the time. And then the end of the year comes and it's like, well, actually you have less than half of what you thought you had. So that was a nice slap in the face for me, a nice end to the year. ASOS is fucking cool as shit. And this is not like a paid advertisement or anything. I just legit think it's cool. I've gotten more compliments on the clothes that I've gotten from them than anything. People are like, you dress better now that you're with Kelsey, but I think it's just these. That's probably true. I ask her about everything, but it's also these ASOS is just fucking cool. Yeah, I might buy some more shit from them. Who knows? All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you to everyone who sends me shit to the PO Box. Appreciate it. This has now been the almost four and a half hours of podcasting that I've done today. So I'm just mentally exhausted. I'm going to go to B-dub-dubs tonight, which is Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm gonna get a bunch of wings and really eat like shit before the holiday starts, and I'm eat like shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go home and drink some fucking eggnog. It's got to be the worst thing ever for you. And just eat holiday cookies. And just really pack on the LBs before the new year. You know? Start it off right. Come back for my final day of shooting for this series and just look like the Michelin man. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you guys next time. Fucking, I recorded a podcast with Emma Chamberlain this weekend, and so that'll be live this weekend. So keep your eyes out for that. It's really funny. She's great, and it'll be a good one. So I think that'll be on Sunday. All right? All right, guys. Love you.
Do I? Yeah.